Lose yourself in the latest and best blockbusters on Now TV. Hunt down vengeful enemies with Gemini Man. Confront your darkest fears in It Chapter 2. And journey with extraordinary heroes in Frozen 2, Angry Birds Movie 2, and Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker. Stream all these and more with a 7-day free trial. Only on Now TV. 18 plus UK only. New cinema customers only. Pass auto renews at $11.99 a month unless cancelled. Terms apply.
Well, hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on Yield Bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam. That's Ben Mandelker over there. Hello, little Ben.
Hello, little Ronnie.
How's everything going today on this fine Monday?
I'm sort of just getting up to speed. I don't know. I'm moving a little slowly, but I'm hoping talk of, you know, Michael Darby getting boying some trousers for a baby will wake me up.
Yeah, I'm moving a little slowly, too, which is weird because I'm on my second jug of coffee, and coffee doesn't really wake me up as much as it cracks me out while I'm still tired. I'm like, am I having a heart attack and falling asleep at the same time? I mean, I guess that's possible, but...
Same. It does the exact same thing. I feel both drowsy and energized at the same time, and my body's in, like, a tug of war, and I don't really know where to go with it, but I actually have not had my coffee yet. I just poured it, so I'm going to start on that right now.
Fascinating.
While we start to record. Yeah.
All right, everybody.
We'll see what journey I go on.
Well, everybody, go check out our other episode today. This is a two-episode day. We just did an interview with Christine Quinn from Selling Sunset and had a really fun time talking to her. Go check that out. Also, get your masks. You can get all your different Watch What Crappens masks over at crappensmerch.com. There's also T-shirts, all that fun stuff. And we are going to do a business shout out today. Ben, take it away.
Yeah, this one is for Amanda, who has a black and queer owned business. Woo! In Richmond, Virginia. We had a lot of fun in Richmond, Virginia. It's called Ruby Scoops. It's Richmond's first black woman and queer owned handcrafted ice cream shop. That is awesome. The founder and chef, Rabia, aka Ruby, has run into her fair share of challenges due to the pandemic, but she continues to push forward and share her love and passion for cooking and sweets with the community. So that is fantastic. The sort of things that you could get at Ruby Scoops are sweet Virginia corn and basil ice cream, peaches and herb, dulce de leche, peach berry sorbet. I mean, sounds great, and I'm hoping for chocoholics like me that there's also some great chocolate options on the menu. I don't know how there couldn't be if there's awesome stuff like sweet Virginia corn and basil. Anyway, I'm not here to do an advertisement. I'm just getting excited about ice cream. Go check her out at Ruby Scoop Sick, Ruby Scoop Sick SIC on Instagram, and pre-order some pints for yourself.
All right, and here we are with Real Housewives of Potomac Day. We have a new character, a duck. I just love that little duck. The duck took a break today to introduce us to our new housewives side character, the duck.
I mean, B-roll animals are really killing it this week because there was a duck. I'm still coming down from the high of watching that pigeon inspect a leaf on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. That was just a great moment for me. The deer always doing well. Did you see this on Instagram? Dorinda posted a picture or a video of deer on her property up in Bluestone Manor. And she was like, deer come and deer go. There they come and here they go. Just another day in the Berkshires. And Rihanna, pop megastar icon Rihanna, commented, I want to go there or something like that. Like, I want to visit.
I mean, geez.
Could you imagine Rihanna at the Berkshires, at Dorinda's house?
That's one bad bitch right there. Rihanna. All right?
Yes, umbrella. Umbrella. You better bring your umbrella. You better bring your umbrella.
You better back it up, Riri. All right?
Oh, so you think you're the only living girl in the world? Is that what you think? You're the only living girl in the world. But let me tell you something. Okay, you know what we found? Yeah, we found a very strange witch costume in a hopeless place, actually.
Where are you now?
Hey, Rihanna, where are you going?
Okay, so here we are in Potomac, where Rihanna will not be visiting. Rihanna's like, sorry, I'll be in Dorinda's.
Don't tell Karen that. You know Karen tells everyone that Rihanna's coming to visit. Well, now that I'm back in Potomac, in my new house, I've set up a guest room because Rihanna has expressed interest in coming to visit.
You never know when Rihanna's going to want to come give me advice on Ray. That's where I got this Peter Pan wig. Yeah, left it in the guest room.
She's bad girl Riri. I'm bad girl Kaka.
With no irony.
Yeah. Why are you all laughing? What about bad girl Thatha?
Bad girl Thatha. Therese just pun? Goes by on a on a hoverboard.
Ella, Ella, A.
So we open with Candy. Oh, so we're back at that dinner from last week where everybody is attacking poor innocent Candace, trying to get an apology that she doesn't even need to give because she's peaceful Candace now.
Yeah, exactly. And we're seeing this previously, and it's very summer house. Well, it's sort of summer house, more Southern Charmy. Because Giselle is narrating the previously, she's like, we all went to dinner because we needed to get some things on the table, but there was a lot happening.
She really was. I mean, she gave me 100% Ben impersonation because she was Ben impersonation of Giselle impersonation.
My impersonation is your impersonation. I'm doing Ronnie's impersonation, Giselle.
Because she started with, our girl Ashley has been struggling. So yeah, she gave us the whole big story. It was like a 5-minute opening for the newbies joining.
Yeah, it's sort of weird. So it was narrated, which is not very common on Real Housewives.
Yeah, we even invited new mom Wendy just for solidarity. Yeah. So, yeah. This whole fight was based, and Giselle is just such a mess, you know. Giselle, every chance she gets, she's like, well, you know, Ashley is mad, or Monique is mad, because of all this information coming from Charisse, because the word on the street is Monique and her trainer. We're too close for comfort. And she just keeps talking about Monique fucking her trainer. It's like, hey, Giselle, how are you enjoying going to the grocery store? And she's like, well, the word on the street is that cans of Monique is fucking her trainer are on sale.
I thought that when she said that they were too close for comfort, I thought she meant that they were like reenacting scenes from the old sitcom, Too Close for Comfort.
Well, Karen probably does have one of those terrible mom wigs from that show.
That Muriel would wear?
Yes. Muriel. The blonde wig is dangerously close.
What was the name of the guy downstairs? Who was like always on Hollywood Squares? JJ.
I don't know. You know, you make me feel very young when you talk about Too Close for Comfort because I remember when that was on, I was like a little kid and I would think, God, this is for old people.
No, it was for us.
Like it looked period even back then, even in the 80s, you know.
I think only because one of the main characters' names was Muriel. That's all.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the point is this. While Monique and her trainer were reenacting an old sitcom, Shasha was spreading rumors about it, and now she's pissed about it. And then Candace invited her to the party. So, bum, bum, bum.
So we come back in the middle of this where Candace is trying not to lose it, but she is losing it. And she's like, stop talking about it. No, because apologies need to happen. And she's like, fuck all of you. I don't want to get into this right now. So just fuck you.
Yeah. And when they keep cutting to Wendy, and Wendy keeps doing these different looks that are so funny. It's like, I can't. really express it on an audio platform, but just imagine me like tilting my head and like somehow making one eye go up and one eye go down and my nose like head to the right. She's like,
yeah, she makes cartoony faces, but she's making the every first year Housewives does that, right? Where they're involved with their first fight and they're like, I cannot believe people are acting like this. Who acts like this? Are people acting like this at dinner? And then, you know, by season two, they're like, fuck you, bitch, like grabbing wigs. And
yeah, exactly. So it can't. In fact, Wendy is like, can you guys like clarify for things for me? Is like, is it just Candace apologizing or both of you apologizing? Like, what's going on? I need some primer. And so Ashley's like, okay, well, she called me a concubine and a wench and a roach, and she called my husband an overseer, so...
And they threw all the tweets up on the screen at one time, like, dun, dun, dun. And like they were so funny. It's just so... Candace is just terrible, okay? If you looked up hotire in the Dictionary of Hotivities, Ashley's name and photo are there. I hate that, by the way. If you looked in the dictionary next to fat, it's a picture of Ronnie. Hey, look in the dictionary next to stupid. Like, you're using look in the dictionary jokes. Come on.
How about you use a dictionary that does not have, like, diagrams in it, okay? Let's graduate to a proper... you know, Merriam-Webster dictionary. Candace!
So if you look up hotire in the Dictionary of Hotivities, Ashley's name and photo are there next to her rainbow/Charlotte Russe garments. Or Russi, however you pronounce it.
She is trying to stretch like three different insults into that tweet, and it's just not working.
She's always using Charlotte Russe. Is it Charlotte Russe or Charlotte Russe? I don't know.
I thought it's Charlotte Russe.
Well, I'll go with Old Neve, but she's always like she's always pulling this poor designer into the fights and just dissing her. And she's like, so I know we're not talking about my short shorts on Today. Now, does that mean that she was on the Today show talking about her short shorts, or was on just like in the wrong place in the sentence? I was just intrigued by the whole tweet. Basically.
Yeah, there's a lot of dimensions to it, but none of them are interesting.
Exactly. And then, so I'll keep going. I'll read all of them, because I love them.
Go for it.
I would love for you to pop me with that Forever 21 bag you bought with your concubine allowance, so I can bust you upside your raggedy head for provoking me. I have time, bed wench.
She really is just like... bed wench? I mean, at this point, she's just like, it is turning into ad libs, or mad libs, I should say.
Just as vile as she can possibly be. And every single one is about where the other person shops, which is hilarious because all of her money comes from her mother. Like, she doesn't work. So, like, she's dissing everybody else. It's like a kid bragging that they get more allowance than the other kid, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, Candace. So Candace is trying to start the season by pretending she's really mature, and it's going down so badly so quickly. So yeah, Ashley's like, well, she called me a bedwench, a roach. She called my husband an overseer while I'm laid in the hospital pushing out a human.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not saying, I'm sorry, she was pushing out a human. I wasn't being like, mm-hmm, there was no human there. I'm saying, yes, uh-huh, exactly, I agree. So so Wendy's just basically like, you guys, you're just like trying to browbeat Candace into an apology, and that's not going to work. Like, that's you want it to come from like a genuine place. You can't just like browbeat someone. And Candace starts saying, do I need to say it in Swedish? Okay, I'm not going to gauge when you have an audience. Okay, do I have to say it in Swedish? I'm like, what are these references you're making? Do I have to say it on the Charlotte Russe website in Swedish? Okay.
And Ashley's like, well, you have an audience too. And then Wendy makes one of those faces. And Candace is like, I will not engage in this, and she tells us there is a sordid history in this group of creating mayhem, foolishness, and contention at tables, and it's going to end in mass hysteria. Well, this is peaceful, Candace. Hello, nice to meet you. Yes, my head hurts because this braid is extremely heavy, and no, I do not know what it's made of.
And I peed on a stick, and I'm not pregnant. Okay. So Robin's like, have you forgotten how you like totally lost your mind on her? Do you remember that at all? Just the way everyone forgot that I'm actually sitting here at the table. Hey guys, I'm here.
And she goes, shut the fuck up, Robin. And she goes, excuse you. And she goes, yeah, you can be quiet. And Robin says, no, I will not be quiet. You forget you going berserker?
Don't you remember going berserker when you threw that Charlotte Russe knife at her?
And then Wendy's face again. They just keep cutting to Wendy's face. Her season one face.
And then Candace just goes, well, I threw the knife because she came back into a home that she was asked to leave.
I always love that Candace tried to make this sound like a home invasion. Like, once she was asked to leave and come back in, I had the right to attack her.
Yeah, exactly. She does make it seem like she's in The Strangers or whatever that movie was called. Like, you know, Ashley had like a bag over her head and was terrorizing everyone there. It's like literally all it was like Ashley like walked into the foyer and was like, oh, I just have one more thing to say. And she like threw a butter knife at her.
So Giselle is like, well, Candace and Monique are coming for each other's neck. And it's kind of about Ashley, but not really. I think it's everything to do with Charisse. I think it's everything to do with the trainer. I think it's everything to do with the fact that Candace and Charisse are now friends and Monique is having sex with her trainer. Have I mentioned that?
Yeah. I like, for as angry as Monique is at Charisse, it's Giselle who has broadcast this scandal the most this season.
Mm-hmm. Every 2 seconds repeats it. So yeah. Giselle's like, so how close are you with Charisse, Candace? And it goes, my favorite sound effect. And Candace is like, well, we're good friends. I mean, we're fine. We're friends. And not the right answer.
Yeah. Monique is like, oh, yeah. Since when? Since when? And Candace is like, well, we've always been okay, you know? Especially ever since we found out that we both really hate you right now. We've just really bonded over that, okay? So Monique is just like, well, I'm just like mad because, like, you know, you could have given me a heads up that she's going to be at your party, okay? You could have given me a heads up. Like, even Chris wants to cuss you out, all right? Like, or she tells us that even Chris is mad. I don't remember who she tells it to. But the point is that Chris is so mad that he probably wants to say, you are a terrible person.
And Candace is like, what? You have a problem with Charisse? What? I mean, in my mind, that beef is 2 years old in the back of a cabinet. It's in the back of the fridge with mold on it, as far as I know.
You know what that is? That rumor, that is in the back drawer, all the way in the back of it, with spiderwebs on it, just with my resume and my plans for a career.
She's like, so I would expect my girl, Candace to just say, Monique. She's like, I would expect my girl to just say, hey, look, you know, heads up, this girl's going to be here. And she's like, well, I do apologize for not letting you know. Honestly, I was planning this party and I went through my little calendar thing and I just checked names of people that I wanted to come. I was like, yeah, so you invited. How is it different that you invited her through iCal than it is if you like handwrote invitation?
Well, she was saying that, like, look, I was just going through this list and I wasn't thinking of who gets along with who. I was just like, oh, I like that person. I like that person. And that's why I invited everyone to be there. I invite everyone, including all of you. And she's like, don't say all of us because I was not invited. She's like, that's correct. You were not invited.
And that was no shade, except that I hate you, which is shade. Now she's like, totally fine. Totally fine. Please keep going. She's like, well, Karen jumps in and she's like, we need to stop this. I know you had good intentions, Monique. But I also understand that this needs to be an apology that comes from both of them.
You know, I mean, here, it's sort of like my dear friend Rihanna sometimes says, you know, come on, rude boy, boy. Come on, rude boy, 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 rude boy, boy. And that's what you both are being, two rude boys, okay? I don't know why Giselle and Monique made themselves the police for us, or as I like to say, security, for an apology for Candace Ashley. I mean, I'm just trying to eat my dinner because this is some wonderful Chilean sea bass and I would like to enjoy it. That's what I was thinking about. My fish.
My Chilean sea bass.
Also known as Patagonian sawfish. What was it? Patagonian toothfish. Yes.
So she's sitting there in her Peter Pan wig and I just can't. I don't want to grow up. I don't want to grow up.
I've been eating Wheat Thins all morning ever since I put this wig on. Oh, to Sandy Duncan.
So Ashley's like, well, you know what? I love Candace as a woman. What? Shut up, Ashley. Stick to your guns. Ashley's one of those people who's like, I have a child now, so I'm very respectful with everybody that I encounter. Like, drop it, Ashley.
Yeah, she suddenly wants Candace to be happy as a woman. And then they agree they're going to resolve it. They're going to talk about it privately. And everyone's like, woo, you guys made like a very small amount of progress that may even qualify as no progress. Woo!
So they all start giving cheers, and Candace tells Wendy, oh, well, they're all happy because Ashley's happy. Well, isn't that great? And Ashley's like, you're not going to toast to progress? And she goes, no, I think progress is great, but no.
Yeah. Yeah, and she's, Candace's whole thing that she's really pissed about is that she had called Monique to say, hey, like, can I, if I come to this dinner, is there, will I be peacefully received? Am I going to be, like, basically, am I going to be ambushed? Because I don't want to go if it's going to be like that. And then Monique was like, no, you should come. And then Candace went. And sure enough, she feels like she got ambushed.
Well, she did get ambushed. But hi, welcome to your job. It's like welcome. Me calling into my job and being like, you guys, am I going to have to wait on tables today? Are people going to treat me like a piece of shit today? That's beneath them and ask me for bread over and over again, even though they never touch it. Is that going to happen today? No, Ronnie, yeah, it's not going to happen. Okay, I'll go wait tables.
And also, to be fair, if like she's like, oh, I don't want to be ambushed. If you're like if you're an army that's just like walking around the countryside, attacking villages, leaving landmines everywhere, you're going to get ambushed by another army, a larger army.
Yeah, you're at war, stupid, okay? That's like a soldier being like, oh my God, they shot at me.
That would actually be me as a soldier.
Me too.
Guys, they're shooting at us. This is crazy. We just want to take their land.
Okay, so dinner's over now, right? She's like, well, it's been real. So everybody like gets up and starts leaving, and Ashley goes up to Candace, and she's like, Candace says, at some point, you know, I really do want us to have a conversation. I'm here for you because I want to be. And Ashley's like, big step. That was a big step from you. Really big step.
Yeah. I like the like her Yelp review for their fight. Really enjoyed this. It's great work, great service. Can't wait to come back to it.
3 minutes later, the cameras stopped shooting, but the audio kept rolling. Are housewives never gonna not be tricked by this? You guys, you're still wearing mics. They're still recording you. Come on.
No, this is not a bright group. I mean, Monique literally bought a parrot that will recite all of her inner secrets to all the cast members. We're just waiting for it to happen.
I know. Okay. I really hope that that's the key to the whole season. T'Challa just outs Monique.
Please. Please, T'Challa. We're relying on you. So we only hear audio, and it sounds like Monique is trying to hug Candace, and she's like, I knew you were going to be mad at me. And Candace is like, no. We are not friends. Back the fuck up. Get off me. And then Monique starts saying, I had to. I just had to. I'm sorry. I had to.
And she's laughing. And Candace is like, you could have come up to me at the party and been like, bitch, why did you invite this hoe?
Yeah.
Which is just the funniest thing to see written on the screen. Bitch, and why did you invite this hoe? And Monique's like, you know what? We shouldn't talk. We're going to talk about this off camera. We're going to talk about it off camera. And Candace tells us, well, she can't be trusted because she's one way in front of the group and a whole different way when the group is not around. And that's not being a friend. That is being two-faced.
I mean, there is some truth to that. I mean, Monique definitely did set her up with this dinner, and Monique could have said something to her at that party. But at the same time, I think Monique has the right to see Charisse there and just like this. I think Monique has the right to decide that she's going to take a higher road and at a party instead of trying to create a scene, which is maybe why Candace had Shasha there in the first place, was to elicit a reaction out of Monique.
Yeah. Well, Monique is my favorite kind of housewife because she doesn't even know that she's mad until someone else tells her. So this cracks me up. And even later, they show a clip of her being brainwashed by Giselle, and they show it in sepia tones. It's like, here's a brainwashing clip. It's in sepia tones. And this clip has been brought to you with the ultimate manipulator voice of Lisa Vanderpump. Ooh!
So now we go to Michael and Ashley, and there is the next day, and they're shopping. They're walking into a store, like a baby clothes store, and Michael's like, you got those great jeans on, babe. You look excellent. I love those jeans. Love those jeans. I'm like, what? Why are you making these jeans sound so disgusting, Michael?
She's like, these are my pregnancy jeans, babe. He's like, oh, yeah, what jeans? Look at that booty, babe. So they go in and look at baby clothes, and he's like, look at this. It's a little scarf.
That's not a hat. That's a scarf. I'm like, oh, you were so close to Crocodile Dundee-ing that. Why didn't you see it through? You don't show a hat and then a scarf. You show a hat and then a bigger hat. That's not a hat. This is a hat. That's how you do it.
It's like, we need an outfit for Dean's cotillion, his coming out party. I mean, it gives me anxiety to think of other people's hands on my baby. Did they just poop? You know what? You have a child by Michael. You should be afraid of your baby's hands on other people. Okay? That's what you should be afraid of.
Did you not see that your baby just fondled the clerk at the store?
Your baby just grabbed that teddy bear's ass. So...
yeah, exactly. And by the way, if you think like other people walking around being near your baby is going to give you anxiety now, give it about 9 months, Ashley. Give it about 9 months to see what happens to the world.
No, yeah. So she's like, I'm afraid of people trying to kiss the baby. And he's like, well, listen, people with kisses, look at Karen. You know she's going to try and kiss him. She's a kisser. Loads and loads of makeup all over baby Dean's face.
Shine bright like a baby Dean. Shine bright like a baby Dean.
That baby's going to have mascara and a Peter Pan wig by the time that gigs up.
All right, Ashley, I know you don't want me kissing the baby, but how comfortable are you with the baby being put up on cables and flying around the room?
So she's like, well, I had dinner with the other ladies and I invited everybody. So Candace is coming into my house. You better pat her down before she comes in and make sure there are no weapons.
Yeah. And so Ashley tells us, you know, it's funny because like hearing, like when I went out to dinner and hearing all the drama that was happening with the group, made me have like a little bit of a twitch inside, like a little twitch. Made me miss my friends. I'm like, wow, she's having a physical reaction to not being able to stir the pot. She's like, oh, remember when I got to be super messy with a group of women? Man, I miss those days. I think that's what I'm going to do to get over this postpartum depression. I'm just going to fuck around with the other ladies a little bit.
Yeah. So she sees herself in the mirror and she's like, oh, hey, girl. You know, sometimes I look in the mirror and I see my body again and I'm like, yeah, I look good. And he's like, can we just finish this so I can get back to work? Like, he all of a sudden gets all pissed off.
Yeah. It's like, what did you expect? You're shooting a scene at a baby store. Did you think it was going to be in and out? Okay. Like, sit there and let your wife earn her check.
Yeah, he switched so fast. He's like, oh, I've been a good husband for long enough. This was the most excruciating 10 minutes of my life.
Yeah, and then Ashley tells us, so basically, the long and the short of it is that Ashley is, like, you know, she still is, like, recovering from her pregnancy, and so sex hurts, and it's so, as a result, they're not having a lot of sex, but she says that she's trying to be, like, really delicate and, like, thoughtful in the way she says it, but she just goes, she says something like, you know, Michael's been able to love me from the outside, but he hasn't been able to love me from my inside. I'm like, okay, just tell us it's sex hurts. That's fine. It's just say sex hurts right now. We all get it. We understand. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay. Higher than high res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel Zinn, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee. Richie D.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
Janin better than Kyle Richards.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors,
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kiss, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
We will. Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
The Wyndham beneath our wings, it's Joe Wyndham.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
Lordess, the Lordess of the Rings.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell. Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel. Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Commercial, it's time for a...
Immerse yourself in amazing stories on Now TV. Find power plays and critically acclaimed shows, Gangs of London, Succession, and Game of Thrones. Witness triumphs and defeats in documentaries Hillary and Tiger Woods Back. And join misfits and misadventures in the US Office and Brassic. Stream all these and more with a 7-day free trial, only on Now TV. 18 plus UK only. New entertainment customers only. Passes auto renew at $9.99 a month unless cancelled. Terms apply.
Happens commercial.
So then we go over to Giselle's house, and there's a guy there working on her windows, and she's like, looking good, everything okay? Okay, I'll let you work. I'll let you work.
So she's why do you look so horrified when you look in my window? Don't you like my hot pink accent walls?
Is it the maroon pleather that's throwing you off?
Is it the couch shaped like lips?
So Robin comes over. And they sit around her backyard while there's hammering and sawing going on. And she's like, isn't this peaceful?
Yeah. She's like, so how are things with Jamal? I mean, how did we get here? You're the one who's never going backwards.
Well, when he moved to Atlanta, there was a shift in here.
Yeah, this was weird. Basically, Giselle... like, she saw, like, all the work that Jamal was doing to get his new job in Atlanta, and basically that was sexy for her. So she's basically like, I was on LinkedIn, and I saw he had updated his profile, and I thought, wow, wow, I never thought I could get turned on by bullet points, but here we are.
And she says that when he became a new pastor of this big church, that he was like, wow, you know, here I am a pastor, and I don't even have my family or the love of my life with me anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, I don't know, I don't trust this guy at all. I don't trust this guy either.
I don't trust a rich preacher, first of all, Joel Osteen.
Yes.
Okay, sir? Never. I don't trust a rich preacher, and I certainly don't trust a preacher who's, like, fucked around on his wife multiple times. Sorry. God may forgive you, but you're not getting my 10%. Okay? So, good luck
exactly.
with that.
Exactly. And with Phaedra Parks. And now, all of a sudden, he wants his wife back because he got a new congregation that, you know, maybe he wants to impress for some sort of TV deal. That's what I'm going to say. That's my conspiracy theory.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's a business just like any other. You got to promote it to get people's tithes.
Fill the seats, people.
Yeah, I don't trust him either. And I don't like that Giselle's back in it and her kids are obviously miserable with it. And she's like, what?
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah, she thought the kids would be supportive because the whole thing is that he's coming into town for her birthday, but he's not staying at the house because the girls are like, fuck this. And Giselle's like, I thought that all kids wanted their parents back together. I saw the parent trap. I saw how that worked out.
Really? Have you been to Lindsay Lohan's Instagram recently?
Yeah, there's that too.
Might want to research that a little bit further, okay? So, yeah, her kids are miserable. So then we go over to a new song called Woo! Yeah. Woo! Yeah. Woo! Yeah.
Oh, it's actually just my demo. I'm going to be submitting it to Rihanna when she comes to visit me.
Well, the lyrics are woo, yeah, but I'm changing them to ooh, yeah, ooh, yeah.
That's a bit of a play on Disturbia, you know? Disturbia, where Giselle lives. Disturbia, Karen's tiny house. Disturbia. And by Karen, I meant Robin. Oops.
So we're at Wendy's house for Wendy's first family scene.
Yeah, so she's here with her husband and two kids, and she wants her kids to learn Igbo because Wendy is, she came over from Nigeria when she was like a toddler, and her husband is half Nigerian, I believe, and so it's really important for her to teach, you know, this language to her kids. So she's there with her kids, and Wendy's like, my house is crazy, which is like the standard thing that new housewives do. They're like, oh my God, I've got kids. Life is crazy. Wow. But in this case, I actually believe it, because as soon as she said that, like her life and her house or whatever is crazy, we then see like a picture of her with her family and this like enormous, terrifying Easter bunny. And I was like, okay, yeah, this is crazy. This is very terrifying right now.
And also, when you give your kids those iPad cases that are covered in like 3 feet of rubber, because you're always throwing them across the room. That's the house you got to duck in.
Yeah, exactly. So we have Carter. Her kids are Carter and Cruz and Cameron. So two of those names overlap with names you could find in Real Housewives of Dallas. So there's that. So basically her mom comes over, and her mom is going to teach the kids Igbo and teach them how to, she's teaching them how to count from 1 to 4.
Yeah. And so she does. And then Wendy tells us about herself, that her mom's always encouraged her to make her proud, and education is a really big deal for them. And then she lists all of her degrees, and it really exhausted me, honestly. As an uneducated person, I was like, you're exhausting. Okay.
Yeah.
Be smart over there. I'm watching Housewives.
I still don't know what she's doing on this show. She has a bachelor's in political science. She has a master's of arts in government, a master of sciences in public policy, and a PhD in community development public affairs, and is a professor at Johns Hopkins, and is also a political commentator. I mean, I don't understand what she's doing on this show.
Yeah, meanwhile, I'm like, I wonder if I thawed the frozen Luby's mac and cheese before I put it in the microwave, if it's going to do something different to it and make it inedible, because I don't want to ruin it, but is there a way to improve this mac and cheese?
I'm like, meanwhile, I dug up a fossil in Animal Crossing and gave it to the elephant who lives on the east side of my island.
Yeah. So then we go over to Candy and Chris, and they're in a baby store too. And at first we think that she's there to buy a baby gift for this event coming up for Ashley, but she's there to buy one of Chris's kids a kid. Sorry.
Sorry, the news lately is stressing me out.
Okay. She's there to buy a kid. I'm sorry.
She's
there to buy a gift for one of Chris's kids there.
I was already triggered because as we were heading over to the scene and we're seeing shots around this neighborhood, there was a sign that said, "Danger, women shopping." I was like, okay, get the fuck out of here. Like, this is right after Wendy has this great scene where we see how like how empowered she is, and she's handling all these things, a family, like all these, like a teaching, being on TV, standing up for women of color and immigrants and children and people who've been marginalized, and then just cuts to a sign that says, "Danger, women shopping." Oh, it's the only thing they can really do at the end of the day. Am I right, fellow signs? Am I right?
Hey, I've got a cure for the wife disease.
Divorce. Am I right?
Women only get up to two things. What are they? I don't know. I don't listen to what they say.
My wife has a watch that's broken. It's always 1 o'clock.
It's like every sign in Bucky's.
Yeah. Women are stupid. Some of them just say it. Some are just like, we're afraid that you won't understand the subtext of our pun, so we're just going to say it for you. Women are stupid.
They're usually, men are dumb.
Men are dumb, but then women like to marry us anyway.
Oh, Lord. So Candace is like, well, as a bonus child myself, I know how important it is to feel love from your step-parents. Just be sure that child support's paid. How about that? So, which I'm not sure if it is or it isn't these days, okay? Because I haven't read the blogs. The blogs are very busy. Just saying. General piece of advice, okay? That's it. Sorry.
The point is that this entire tiny little scene was just one big trigger for us.
Yeah, it really was, apparently. Yeah. So she's like, well, maybe I'll consider getting a gift for baby Dean. Sip and see. And then this scene is intercut with Wendy talking to... Wait.
No, it's Monique.
No, it's not Wendy. Wendy's the scene before. This is a scene with Monique and T'Challa, and Karen comes to visit.
Yeah, so first we see Monique making T'Challa poop on his, like, napkin, which he does do.
Yeah,
which...
she's got to get a potty training expert scene in there. She's like, don't forget to buy my book, Potty Training Expert. Look, right. I potty trained a bird.
For that very specific niche of people who like to potty train birds.
Funniest so housewife business ever.
I know. Seriously. It's just, like, so then Karen rings the doorbell, and Monique answers it with T'Challa on her shoulder. And Karen's like, and the music goes, wow. Like Christopher Nolan. It's like, Christopher Nolan presents Bird Inception.
Oh. She's like, you're torturing me now. And so they sit out and eat and have some champagne and start talking about the dinner. And
did you notice, like, by the way, that Karen called T'Challa T'Chapa? She's like, well, that, well, T'Chapa's not going anywhere, so I guess I got to get used to him. T'Chapa.
Oh, so Karen's like, that dinner was a bit much. So they go to, we cut back to Chris and Candace in the baby store, and she talks about the dinner, and she's like, that was a dragation of the nation for the children.
Yeah.
Is that a good, like, thing?
Are you talking about the sea bass? So Candace is like, yeah, I mean, the most shocking thing to me was Monique's behavior, okay? I mean, you know, like I had no idea how mad she was about me inviting Charisse to the Denim and Diamond party. I had no idea that that would upset her.
Yeah, I had no idea that she'd be mad that the lady who's spreading rumors that she, you know, has been cheating with this dude. Whatever, Candace, shut up. So then we go back to Monique, and she's like, well, you know, I got to the point when Giselle told me about her, you know, inviting people that I have conflict with and not giving me a heads up, that I just got, I don't know, it just keeps lingering in my mind. And that's where we get the sepia-toned memory of Giselle being like, aren't you mad? Aren't you mad? Who does that to you? What kind of friend would do that to you?
She just has a pocket watch, and she's just like, in front of Monique's eyes, you're getting very sleepy, yah, sleepy, yah. On the count of three, yah, you will be mad at Candace, ha.
Oh my God, so I'm about to break this chair. I'm waiting for this office chair to break, and I'm sorry if it's making you guys crazy at home. Just listen to my chair creak back and forth. Like, these podcasts are now being recorded on a boat. It's like...
I don't hear it at all because I have started drinking my coffee, and now I'm just like clinging onto my desk for dear life because I'm reading my... you ever do that thing where you like read things and it doesn't like... make any sense? I'm just seeing letters. Like, I'm barely following my notes. I'm like, Candace says Monique is a flip-flopper. Okay, so Candace and Monique decided to flip a house. No, that's not it.
Yeah, we're crackheads. I just ordered two new coffee machines, too. Okay.
Two.
One, my dad somehow broke a Keurig. He breaks everything. I don't know how he did it. But he came over, then he left, and the Keurig is now leaking everywhere. So, I don't know. So
did
I
had stick to a order, K-cup like, up a his
new...
butt?
Knew one of those, and then I was like, you know, Keurigs, maybe you're stupid. Maybe I should just go back to a regular coffee pot. So I ordered, you know, of course they're like Amazon bargain things, but I was like, I'm getting two. Oh my God, the stupid Amazon thing just turned on. Shut up.
I got a French. You know, I got a French press on like Amazon Prime Day, like 2 years ago, the last functioning Amazon Prime Day.
Yeah, I remember.
Was it last? Yeah, and it's right here. This is. That's the French press clanking.
I don't like having to clean things out after, you know, like wash things after I use them. I'm good for a rinse, but
annoying.
I don't like the French press mess.
You know what I don't like about a Keurig machine is that I feel like Keurig sounds like someone's name. Like, that's the name of someone who, like you go to tennis camp with, if you were to go to tennis camp with. It's like...
I've always thought of it as like an evil German doctor.
Sounds like someone who might be like a very prissy client on Selling Sunset.
I'm Keurig Kevorkian. Okay, you better help me or my daddy's gonna make you pay.
Just got a call from Keurig. She's not happy.
Guys, Keurig has called another meeting.
Guys, we have to go up to the hills. Keurig wants to discuss why no one's been coming to the house.
Okay, point is, sepia tone memory of Giselle. Okay, so then back with Chris and Candace. Chris is like, well, I thought you guys were fine. You just literally talked the other day. It's like, she is a flip-flopper. You say you're going to do one thing, and then in front of an audience, you change it around. And that is a dangerous person.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Chris is like, well, you know, this could be an opportunity to show some growth, like, show that you're not going to take the bait and you're not going to let other people control your emotions. Just kidding. Oh, we know you'll never grow. Never, ever grow. Hey, let's go look at that parrot not eating a grape, okay? Let's do that.
Yeah. So then it's like the beginning of a Housewives episode. It's like, Robin's house.
Robin's doing some more great work in a turban talking to her kids. Clearly they did like an afternoon of filming Robin around her house in a turban, and they're just going to like sprinkle it across the entire season.
The staff didn't want to drive out there every single time. They're like, okay, if we're going to drive all the way to Robin's flip, we're going to get this done in like 2 seconds, okay?
Listen, our production coordinator, Mandy, has some claustrophobia issues, so she really can only spend so much time in Robin's house, okay? So let's just film it, get out of there, and just put it across the whole season.
Guys, anybody come up with anything new for Robin to do at the I've got one. Has she picked up the kids' clothes off the floor this season? Do that.
Hey, I have an idea. This time, when she asks her kids what they want for a snack, let's put her in a turban. Let's do that.
This was one of the funnier Robin scenes, though, because she's picking up clothes and her kid won't get out of bed. And she's like, was Chuck E. Cheese lit last night or what? He's like, yeah.
Poor Robin. This is her world.
Oh, Robin. Bless
this
your
is like, you know.
Heart.
Bless her heart. So then we have Karen. Karen's sitting at a desk being like, okay, businesswoman now. Someone, give me Rihanna on line 3, okay? Well, I'll wait. Yes, I'll wait. Okay. In the meantime, Asia, PR lady, Asia. Listen, I'm a crazy busy woman, and I'm speaking on some sort of panel. Yes, apparently they're going to put down a big panel of plywood, and I'm going to stand on it and talk to someone. All right. So can I get a subject on what we'll be talking about? Okay, thank you.
Beauty. You signed up to do a panel where you don't know what you're talking about?
Oh, I thought I was buying a solar panel. I'm sorry. I didn't realize I was volunteering myself to speak at the Learning Annex.
So then Wendy's baby is in a little baby thing, whatever you call him.
Yeah.
And she's
I said
like,
a seat.
Yeah, it's like one of those little seats with a handle on it.
God, there's so many weird contraptions for babies. I mean, it's like weird shit where things look like they're floating and like... Sometimes they look like they're actually sitting in a chess piece. I don't know. It's so bizarre.
She's talking to the baby about what she's going to say on TV about Trump and LeBron James.
Yeah.
She's like, and then we see her actually on TV saying, and before we give Melania brownie points for this, let's not forget that she was one of the people who championed the whole birtherism conversation about Obama.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's and like, said, what are you doing here? I think you're on the wrong show, ma'am.
Wendy's like, and here's something else I'd like to add. Goo goo gaga, goo goo gaga. Oh shit, I just got my talking points mixed up for the baby.
She's like, Ato. Ato of all. They're like, what? I'm sorry, my mom was just teaching the kids numbers.
I took the wrong notes to work. I did all my MSNBC talking points to the baby, and... well, that's okay. I can improvise. Let's see. So, Joe Scarborough, what I mean to say is, can you open your mouth for the airplane? Airplane is coming in.
So then Giselle's in the car with her kids, and she's like, what's today about? A celebration. Are you excited? Are you excited, children? Are you excited? And they're like, we hate you.
They're like, mother, for today we have... adopted the personality of a 1991 Christina Ricci. Thank you.
Yes, all three of them. They are not happy.
They are Christina Ricci-ing. They are so mad.
Yes.
Perhaps hatching some sort of poisonous plan.
One more Wednesday, you'd have a month. Four, one, two more, you'd have a leap year. Okay?
So.
Sorry, I got lost in myself there.
So Giselle's like, girls, I mean, have we ever done a birthday celebration for me with Dad? And they're like, every year. She's like, oh, but this time it's extra fancy. We're going on a boat. Daddy's pulling out all the stops. They're like, great.
Yeah, of course he picked the one place they can't escape from.
It's like, we live by Chesapeake Bay. We go on boats all the time. This is not special.
So they go meet Jamal, and he's got a romantic dinner on a boat ready.
Can we talk about his blazer? He's wearing a blazer, and he has he has studs that go all the way back. They're like, the studs go from basically the shoulder, and they go along the back of the sleeve, like along the tricep, all the way down to like the lower elbow. He looked like a chair. Drove me nuts.
He did look like a chair. He was studded like a chair. What do you call that when you nail head?
Like a velvet chair, like one of those velvet chairs that has like the, you know, where it's like, you know, those chairs that are like, I don't have arms, but I have the suggestion of an arm.
Yeah.
It's like a little sort of like a small curve, you know, on the sides.
That's funny. So here we are on this romantic dinner on the boat. The kids are hating it, and he's got a present for them. So he pulls out a card, and Grace is like, oh my God, I'm scared. I don't even want to open it. Is it Nicki Minaj tickets? And he's like, no. And so when I think Angel opens it, and it's a dinner menu. And he's like, drum roll, in Atlanta, you three are partners to own your own restaurant. Congratulations. You're not only my children, now you're a tax shelter.
Yeah, at a place called Arizona's. Already, like, I'm very nervous about this entire thing. Like, what is this, like, pseudo, like, off-brand, one-location-only version of Applebee's we're looking at here? Why is making them partners in a restaurant in Atlanta? Like, this, I'm sorry, this is shady. Is this what you do for a free meal, Jamal?
I think this is money laundering. That's what I'm going to say. Arizona's steaks, chops, and seafood in Georgia, in Lithonia, Georgia. At Arizona's, our uncompromising standards make our quality unique. That's why we use only USDA choice Midwestern grain-fed beef.
Well, typical Jamal. His birthday gift is to make them partners in an industry that has like a 99% failure rate.
Yeah, there's a lot of closed ones. But, you know, it's COVID-19, so who knows?
Well, no, but even before COVID-19, it's just, I don't know. I thought it was, like, there was something about it that just felt very, very bizarre. And I also feel like if you are going to do something like that, I mean, I sort of understand, like, the girls do like to cook, and they like to bake and stuff like that. Like, maybe make them partners in a restaurant that's where they live, not like some weird trick to make them come down to Atlanta to go to Arizona's, you know?
Arizona's. So they're not excited. They're like, thanks. And Grace is like, I thought I was going to get something.
Seriously. He's like, I did get you something. Let's not, by the way, forget the story he told about how he went to surprise Grace at the school and she ran up to him and he thought he was going to get a hug. And it was going to be like, get out, father!
So then they sing happy birthday to Giselle, and it's the saddest birthday song. They're like, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, dying of fire, happy birthday to you.
Okay, we're all gonna go to the bathroom and talk shit about Dad now. Bye. So now Jamal's sitting there and he's like sort of crying. He's like, I'm just so happy. I mean, at last, free refills at Arizona's. At last.
So she's like, well, you did it. How do you feel? And he's like, well, I hope you enjoyed it. When was the last time you were happy on my birthday? She's like, oh, so without you, I can't be happy on my birthday?
Wait, hold on one second, Giselle. I have something special for you. If you just look here at my iPhone, we actually have Zoom open. And right there, that is the main dining room of Arizona. Okay, guys, hit it. Happy, happy birthday to Giselle. Oh, I think the connection's breaking up. Anyway, that's what we can look forward to in Arizona's, okay?
So then we go over to Ashley's house, getting ready for her party. And she talks about rules with Michael. She's like, can people hold the baby? Well, holding's okay. Can they kiss the baby? Well, how do you tell people they're not going to kiss a baby? That's what he does on the baby's
head. It's like
that
old song, you know? How do you Talk to an Angel, except it's called How Do You Talk? How Do You Not Kiss a Baby? You know, it's like, how do you not grope on our ass? These things just happen.
It's like, well, I hear stories of kids getting herpes in their eyes.
Well, if he hasn't yet, I think he's pretty safe. So Dean is laughing. He's so cute. I love him. I love that little baby. So everybody starts coming.
I'm happy
coming.
That you feel that way.
I love him. He looks at like a little Ross Perot. He's like, I'm going to change everything in this thing. That's for darn skipping, sir.
No, he has inherent baby cuteness. He does. He does have inherent baby cuteness. And, you know.
And he does that thing where every time he sees a woman, he opens his mouth like he's about to eat. Did you notice that? Every time someone came in, he just opens his mouth like, bah, feed me.
Feed me, daddy. Feed me all night long. I turned him into Carol Radswell. So
Little Shop of Horrors, which is terrifying.
Well, either way. So people are showing up. Cousin Lump is there. Good old Cousin Lump. And Michael is like, hello there. Little Dino says, hi, everyone. Look at him saying, oh, look at him. He put his two fingers up in the air like he's saying victory. Look at that. Good for him. He just won his campaign.
I never tell a lie. That's what he just said.
Oh, look at him there. He just hatched a little plan in the nearby hotel. Look at him. Oh, he's such a cute little boy.
So Giselle's like, well, I didn't think I'd ever be in the Darby home looking at Michael Darby. And then we see a clip of her going, I told you not to do that. I said, don't touch another man's ass.
I love that the show has flashbacks like that. Like that's part of the canon that they can just go back to at any time. Like that's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So then, also, did you notice this? So Giselle comes in, so she meets Dean, and she's like, how are you, baby? Yeah, how are you, baby? Yeah. And then they're basically like, listen, can you just, like, wash your hands really quickly? Because he hasn't, he's only gone through one round of vaccinations. And Giselle's like, of course, And then it cuts to Michael wiping his nose and just, like, touching the baby.
Oh, ew.
The things we notice now.
So then all the other ladies start coming, trickling in, and Monique's like, yeah, that party the other day was great. There was some resolution. And Ashley's like, is she even coming? Is Candace coming? Is Candace coming? And then we see Candace getting out of the car. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. And Monique is basically saying, like, yeah, Candace doesn't know how to be a friend, blah, 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 blah. And then ding dong, it's Candace, and she brought a gift, because she is going to be that person that says, I know we're not supposed to have gifts, but I was shopping for my bonus child, and I thought I would get this gift also for Dean, because it's really, really cute. So they have like a hug, and then Candace sits down, they're sort of all sitting in a circle, and Ashley puts Dean in Candace's arms, and Dean, really in his best moment, decides to sort of like spit up all over the place. So good for him. He really understands.
Dean speaks for America by barfing on her. And right before she came in, when they were talking about her, Robin's like, well, maybe when everybody turns her back on her, then she'll realize. And Monique's like, yeah, if she gets iced out, maybe she'll see, oh, it's me. So I love that they're just openly planning on just icing somebody out. You know, that's not even a secret anymore.
Yeah.
The baby barfs on her, and then Candace is like, well, you know, I've had a lot of back and forth with myself, with my own motherhood journey, and seeing Ashley so unafraid of it gives me hope. Is it hope I feel? I'm peeing on a stick. I'll be right back. And Karen comes in dressed as So Karen. Karen cannot have one scene that doesn't have some kind of a label showing really big. And I don't believe that they're even real. Like her Chanel earrings, her big CC earrings. Fake.
Yes.
And then this one is like a dress with Fendi, 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 Fendi.
Oh, yes, I was going to wear some Fenty, but I got myself confused and bought some Fendi instead. Please don't tell Riri.
And meanwhile, Dorinda and Riri are at Dorinda's house in the Berkshires watching this. And Dorinda's like, wealth whispers. Wealth whispers, Riri.
You know what? Listen. I don't know why Karen does not have Rihanna as part of La Dame. She's been a great friend, and it's not nice. It's not nice. You gotta pay her. You gotta pay Rihanna.
So, let's see. Wendy comes, and Karen sees her at the buffet line or whatever, and she's like, well, hello. What's up with Wendy? And Wendy goes, well, I want to know what's up with Miss Karen, because, you know, we were talking about relationships before, so how's that going? And Karen just turns away from her and starts talking to, like, Uncle Lump or something, Cousin Lump.
How's work, Lump?
And Wendy's like, I don't know why Karen's acting like she doesn't know me. And then we cut to Karen saying in that clip from a couple weeks ago, not impressed.
We were on a board together. Not impressed. If I had to choose between standing on a board or standing on a panel, I've discovered that panels are more my thing.
And then Charisse comes. And there's like weird James Bond guitars. It's like...
Maybe because she was trying to hide her hoverboard under her dress. She's like, no, this is how I walk. I'm slightly taller and I glide.
Yeah, she comes gliding in.
Oh dear, Charisse just fell into the shrimp cocktail. We really got to get her off that hoverboard.
So, hi. She's like the Jill Zarin.
She is.
She's
becoming Jill Zarin. And Monique is essentially Alex McCord on Scary Island when Jill Zarin showed up. Like, just getting hives. And she's like, okay. But at least she knew. She's like, you know, I didn't want to come to this event when Ashley told me that Oompa Loompa Charisse was going to be here. But I came anyway.
So Ashley's like, well, I want to thank you all for coming. I know we had a very interesting dinner and things got loud. And, you know, this is not to gang up on you, Candace, but we wanted you to know that we're talking about you behind your back. And we don't think that you're, some people, including everybody here, think you have a hard time being held accountable. Candace is like, well, specifically thinking about your dinner, that was an ambush. And I'm not interested in having a conversation in front of the group.
Yeah. And then Monique's like, well, you always want everything on your terms, okay? Sometimes you have to listen to what people say, which is exactly what I will tell myself when I walk out of this scene later on when Shasha tries to talk to me.
Why don't we talk about Dean? How tall is Dean? How much does Dean weigh? When is Dean going to start to look more like you? Those are the questions we need to be asking.
So Wendy here is like, well, she's basically like, guys, have you ever thought about this? That like maybe if she doesn't consider everyone here her friend, that maybe that's why she doesn't want to talk in front of everyone. They're like, what? It's like, Candace, do you think everyone here is your friend? She's like, I don't know that I do anymore. They're like, they're shocked that she wouldn't like any of them anymore after
they were just talking about icing her out like 2 seconds ago. Like, what? Yes. And Wendy's like, well, look, I'm loyal to you because that's just the kind of friend I am. And Monique goes, well, tread lightly because that's what I did. And Candace goes, ka-ka. She makes like a noise or something. And then Monique makes some noise back at her. And she's like, I've done nothing disrespectful towards her. She goes, you are acting in a very entitled way right now, ma'am.
Yeah. You are a flip flopper. And Monique's like, no, I was loyal. I was loyal. And Candace is basically, somehow like in this crosstalk, she basically says, oh, so now Monique, now that you and Giselle are friends, you need someone new to fight with. Is that what it is?
Yeah. And so everybody's laughing and kind of laughing and clapping at Candace, you know, and mocking her and stuff. And so she's like, I'm out of here. So she gets up and leaves, and Karen and Wendy trying to squirt her out, but she's like bolting down the hallway.
Please, Candace, no, Candace.
Well, you know what she said she's done, so we need to respect that. Sort of like me with my sea bass, which you didn't let me finish.
So Robin's like, we weren't attacking her, we were just trying to have a conversation.
Yeah. So Ashley's the one who goes after her, and so Ashley's heading down the hallway after Candace, and Karen's sitting there going, nobody raise your voice. Nobody raise your voice, okay? I'm wearing Fendi, everyone, so be quiet and look at my Fendi.
And Charisse says, it's not about raising your voice, it's about what you're saying with your voice. Giselle says, she's a 30-year-old child. Stop calling people children. No. Shh, Giselle.
The baby is about to make a speech. Oh, what are you going to do for America, baby?
What do you think of corporate tax rates, Ross?
How are we going to get out of Vietnam, Dino?
So then outside, Ashley finds Candace, and Candace is like, sorry, I'm going to have a mint.
So she aggressively sucks on a mint during the scene.
It's a great power move.
Yeah.
That's what mints are for.
And she's like, I'm sorry I left. I didn't want to do that in front of your baby. At the end of the day, the issue is between Ashley and Candace, okay? I mean, why can't there be respect in the room?
Yeah. So then we go back upstairs and Giselle's talking and she's like, there's a whole lot of, there was a whole lot of Charisse talk the other night, you know? And Shasha is like, who, me? Talking about me? And Giselle. Is it called my hoverboard?
My champagne room?
Shasha, you Papa. And Monique used to... No, Shasha, just because I say your name doesn't mean you have to say Shasha, Papa. Okay? So, Shasha!
Papa.
Stop it. Stop it, Shasha.
Papa.
Shasha, stop Papa. It. Shasha.
Papa.
Ash, ash.
Papa.
There we go. Oh, no! There's a lot of talk about you, Shasha.
Papa.
And about how you and Monique used to be buddies. Did you know that, Shasha?
Papa? Well, I don't know why everybody is talking about Sasha. But
Shasha.
See, you're doing it now. It's addictive, I'm telling you.
I've gotten myself all reversed and turned around. I don't know if I'm talking like Gisella or Karen. I'm just sort of a little bit of everyone right now.
So Monique is like, just leave it, Giselle, just leave it there. She's like, now you don't speak, and you used to be such good friends, ah. And Monique's like, okay, time to go, gotta go. And Charisse is like, yeah, what's the problem? Why is there a problem suddenly now? She's like, time for my podcast.
Suddenly the problem.
Yeah, she's like, gotta go.
Monique's like, it's time for my podcast. I gotta go record my podcast.
Those essential oils don't sell themselves, ladies, all right?
Ooh, I'm very excited, by the way. There's a new show on Netflix that's called Unwell, and the first episode is about essential oils. And I think it's going to be basically like, oh, yeah, this is the truth about essential oils. Or maybe it won't be, but I thought of Monique.
Yeah, I saw the previews for that show, and the little clip they show on Netflix, you know how Netflix forces you to watch your stupid clips even though you don't want to? I usually mute it, but I couldn't reach the remote, probably because I was pondering the mac and cheese. Anyway, it said, I was drinking lemon water for a real... And I was like, oh my God, I got to watch this show. I want to know about lemon water. That's so Yolanda Foster. Does it heal everything? Does it make me thin? Tell me about lemon water!
I'm excited. Yeah, I think that's episode 3. I looked at the episode descriptions, but I didn't actually watch it because, you know, we have the podcast. So anyway, but that's something out there. Perhaps. I'm sure you'll watch it before I watch it, and then I'm excited to hear what you have to say about it.
Okay, lemon water, and I'll be all thin. I'll be like, hi, remember when I was so fat the other day? Well, lemon water, ladies.
But the show's called Unwell, so I think it's basically tearing down all these trends.
It's probably funded by the medical industry to get you to stop healing yourself at home. There, heard Big it here pharma. First.
Let me tell you something, okay? A scientist can be just as easily paid off as a politician, even though scientists do have principles and aren't running for public office, but that's what I'm saying, okay?
So Charisse is like, well, you certainly had a lot to talk about when it came to Candace. So that's interesting, Monique. And Monique's like, fuck off. She just leaves. And then downstairs, Candace is like, I'm just not crying about this. Okay. She's on some other shit that one.
As she rifles through her bag, pulling out her trusty square napkin to blot her eyes with, I'm not going to cry about this. I'm not going to cry about Shasha.
Did you consider your friendship real and close? I'm sorry. I really don't want to see you cry.
She's like, well, I never thought you'd be sitting here with your lactating breasts making me feel better. And I appreciate that.
So then back upstairs, Shasha's like, I have no idea why Monique is upset. Maybe she just doesn't understand. Tha-tha.
Damn, it's addictive. Well, she said she had to go to a podcast. Oh, Karen.
Oh, Karen.
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 The baby's like, Karen.
coward.
Well, it started with me apologizing to you, which is one-sided because we both have things to apologize for. I will not apologize for saying you're lactating breasts because it's true. Why are we only addressing what I need to apologize for? And now she's like, well, you want to just talk now? I mean, we are on a park bench. We might as well. She's like, no, I think we should find another time, Ashley.
Yeah. And she's like, well, you know what? That's okay. You know what? Because your actions speak louder than words. And sitting here up close with you for the first time in months, I can really see the scars of your mother's pocketbook on your eyes. And I understand that you've been through a lot of pain. So, yes, I appreciate this.
So then upstairs, Giselle's like, well, so you all have no idea why you're not friends, Charisse? And she's like, well, no. She's like, so you have heard nothing from her friends? And she goes, well, I didn't know that she even had any friends. Burn.
Well, the fallout coincides with the rumors that broke about Monique and her trainer reenacting Too Close for Comfort or something like that. I don't know if it's the trainer or the side piece or the screwing buddy. I don't know. Whatever Shasha said.
She's like, oh, so you've done nothing, you've done nothing? She's like, what? I haven't even seen her. Like, well, you don't have to see her to have done something, Fafa. So she's like, I have no idea why she and I don't talk. And Kara's like, well, I want some more food.
That brings us to the end of The Real Housewives of Potomac.
So good.
I'd like to thank our special guest, The Duck, for appearing today. Made my life. Everybody, we will be back.
And also this caffeine.
We will be back.
Thank you for making this a really strange hour for me.
Thank you, Craig in a Cup, for everything you've done for us. We'll be back tomorrow with Below Deck to see Sandy and Malia get their asses handed to them, probably. And then Wednesday is Selling Sunset. Go check out our interview with Christine from that show if you're into it. And go get your masks, support each other, love each other, take care of each other, and we love you. We'll talk to you next time.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Immerse yourself in amazing stories on Now TV. Find power plays and critically acclaimed shows, Gangs of London, Succession, and Game of Thrones. Witness triumphs and defeats in documentaries Hillary and Tiger Woods Back. And join misfits and misadventures in the US office and Brassic. Stream all these and more with a 7-day free trial, only on Now TV. 18 plus UK only. New entertainment customers only. Passes auto renew at $9.99 a month unless cancelled. Terms apply.